Welcome to Adventuring the Girl Life, where we believe life for every girl should be well lived. Each week, we'll explore tips and techniques to add more adventure to your world, from fitness and self-care to career building and fulfillment in even the most mundane parts of life. So buckle up. I'm your host, Jen Whitmore, certified personal trainer, mom of two, warm and sunny day lover, and your new partner in adventure. Hey, hey, girls. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm so excited to be here with you this week, again, as usual. But this week, we have another special guest, and I am going to be introducing my girlfriend, Jess. We have been friends for quite a few years now. We go to church together. Our friends play together. I'm sorry, our friends, Lord, our kids play together. Our friends play together, too, but, you know. And she is someone who I feel like is at the epitome of adventuring the girl life. She has such a great story, and she has jumped in with both feet into this new adventure, and I can't wait to share her with you. So here we go, Jess. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming on the show with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Fantastic. So I just want to jump right in, and I want you to tell me about all of the new things that you have been doing. So I know that you have started this new website called Truthfully Christian. And before anybody turns off their brain, you know that we talk about Jesus on this podcast, that this is a Christian podcast, and I am so happy to showcase a friend of mine who is doing everything that she should be doing to serve God. So tell me about Truthfully Christian.
Well, Truthfully Christian is a website that really just focuses on real people who love God. I think so often Christians get this persona or this stereotype of who we are, and that we're just Bible thumping people that want to run around and shove Jesus down everybody's face. And while, yes, we love Jesus and we want to share that with everybody, we're just real people and we all struggle with real life. And Truthfully Christian just kind of showcases that. It tells people's stories. It shares how Jesus is working in their life. And it just wants to put a human face and real stories on real people who love God and just hopefully connect with others out there who maybe are curious about what being a Christian actually looks like. And maybe they're struggling with something and they can go on and say, hey, this person struggled with that too. And this is how God showed up. Or maybe God didn't show up yet, but this is how they're what they're waiting for and they're believing in. And it's just showcasing real Christians, real stories. And it's, just loving on people.
That is so cool. It actually reminds me, I went to a business conference one time, and there was a church service on Sunday that was attached to the conference. And the guy told everyone who, you know, raised their hand and wanted to ask Jesus into their heart, after all of that stuff was over, he told them, now look, just because you have given your life to Jesus doesn't mean that your tire isn't going to be flat when you go outside. It doesn't mean that you're not going to hit any traffic. You know, it doesn't mean that all your bills are magically paid. You know, we still have life that we have to deal with. And the thing about it is that it's just easier now because we have Jesus in our heart. It doesn't mean that it fixes all of our problems and we are now just amazing and wonderful and easy living people.
Yes. I mean, it's not like a genie in a bottle. Like,
exactly.
Oh my God, please give me the front row parking spot, you know?
Exactly.
Well, don't get me wrong. I've certainly prayed for that, but it's exactly that. It's just, you know, we're just real people, just like you and just like anyone who doesn't know God. And we all struggle. And this is how we handle. This is what we believe. And this is what we pray for. And sometimes we get the honor of seeing those prayers answered. And sometimes they're answered in a way that we wouldn't expect. But this is what happened. And it's just sharing the real.
That's awesome. So I want to back up a little bit here. I know that Truthfully Christian is sort of your new project, but that's not always what you have done. So back us up into your days of sewing and your sewing website and tell us how we got to where we are now.
Absolutely. Well, about 10 years ago, or actually my oldest daughter's 12 now, so about 12 years ago, My husband and I unexpectedly, totally, like within 2 weeks, up and moved to Germany. And it was one of those things. I just had a baby. And suddenly here we were moving to Germany. So it kind of came as a shock in every sense of the way, of the word. So we went to Germany and I had no friends. I didn't know the language. And I finally just said one day, I need a hobby. I'm going to learn how to sew. And I went out and I bought a German machine and I bought, you know, everything I could. Everything I touched just went to poop. You know, I mean, I couldn't sew to save a lick.
You mean so, you weren't awesome the first time you tried?
No, I really thought I would be though. And so I called my mom and I just was crying. I remember, I mean, I know it's something silly, but your emotions are heightened. You just had a baby and I'm in a foreign country. And so I'm crying, Mom, I can't sew. Like, and so my mom literally got on an airplane like a few weeks later and she said, I'm going to come teach you. And I mean, realistically, she wasn't coming to teach me how to sew. She was coming to see her first grandbaby, you know.
But still.
I know.
We still need our moms.
I needed my mommy. And so she came and she taught me how to sew. And I couldn't be stopped after that. I mean, that was it. I sewed everything handmade for my baby. I just got the biggest thrill of seeing her in those little baby dresses and the bibs. And that's all I did. Every time she would go down for a nap and I would pray like, oh, gosh, please. Let her nap for like a few hours, you know, today.
So you can sew.
Yes. And that was what I did. And it just really developed a passion in me. I've always been creative. That's always been just one of my gifts. And this just was an outlet for me for everything newborn. Like, you know, because as a new mom, you have all these stresses and sewing was just my release. It was my safe place. It was the only thing I wanted to do. And so, you know, fast forward that we were in Germany for 3 years. I came home and I didn't know what to do now because now here we are in the States and life changed again. So my sister said, you should start a blog. And what's that? You know? And so I finally decided to give it a go. And I just found this community of women who were sewing. I didn't have any friends that sewed. I didn't know anybody. It's not something that the average person does. So I just found this community of women that sewed online, and fast forward, you know, 8 years, and I had a very, very healthy website. I would get, you know, not to brag, but I'm going to brag a little bit. But
that's okay. We like bragging.
I would get 750,000 web views every month.
Wow.
You know, so I had very well. I was doing very well with businesses. I was working with very high-name companies, consulting for them and working on their website. I mean, I was even working with, you know, TV channels that you turn on and you watch some of our favorite shows on. So I was doing very well. But all that being said, I started to feel like I wasn't supposed to be doing it anymore.
Pill to swallow.
It was really hard. It took me years to finally say, okay, but little by little, it just became more and more uncomfortable for me. And, you know, and I just finally, it was about 2 years that I finally just said, I give. Like, okay, God, I hear you. I'm not supposed to be doing this anymore. And it took me 2 years to finally say yes to that command to stop. And after that, I really went into a bit of a tailspin of worth identity issues. Mm-hmm. Who was I without this job? You know, who now I'm just a stay-at-home mom. And I mean, just those words together alone are awful. No one's ever just a stay-at-home mom. But I had put so much worth in my profession of what I had built that I didn't know who I was anymore without it. And I really had to dig deep into the Bible for about a year to really regain that information of who God says I am and that I am worthy and that's the only place where I can put my worth that can't be taken away from me. Mm-hmm. Because anything else can shift, right? You can find happiness in roller skating if that's what you love, but what happens when you break your knee or, you know, you take a fall and you can't roller skate anymore? Suddenly that happiness is removed. The only thing that can't be removed from me personally is God. You know, that's the only place that's safe for me to put my identity, my happiness, the only thing that can't be removed. And I really had to learn that the hard way.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And I want to take a minute to, you said that it took you, you know, about 2 years to finally listen to what you were being called away from in that instance, and then a whole entire other year to kind of figure out what you were going to do next. And I think that sometimes as, you know, as people who are on the outside looking in and hearing stories like this, we hear those numbers and we don't really take them to heart. It's kind of like, oh, you know, 2 years to do this and another year to do that. Like, that is a 3-year time span. I mean, when you think about the difference between a 9-year-old, 10, 11, and 12-year-old, you know, like 9 mm-hmm. years old and 12 years old is a very different age. And you have to consider, like, on a daily basis, you know, you're going through all the motions, you're doing all your jobs and your chores and your responsibilities, and then you do it again the next day. And then mm-hmm. you do it again the next day. And we just don't think about that time frame. That is a really long time to finally, like, let go of something that you have, you know, been starting to feel uncomfortable in. And then you finally get to that breaking point. And then an entire another year on top of that. We don't usually associate, when we hear those numbers, like, how much turmoil. I don't want to use turmoil because that sounds so devastating, but you know what I mean? Like, it's so hard and crunchy, things that we have to get through on a regular basis to get to the other side. And those are mm-hmm. long periods of time. So I just want us to kind of think about how long, and some of us have probably gone through things like that, how long it takes you to get through something and on to something else. There's a lot of time and effort and energy that goes into that.
There really is. I mean, I know that it's easy to say, I forgive somebody, for example, but you don't just wake up the next day and suddenly you feel like you want to go give the person a hug. It takes Exactly. time to get over things. There's a healing process that has to happen before you can. So while, yes, I mean, I know a lot of people love to say mind over matter, like, that doesn't work, at least for me. Like, I can speak things out, but it takes a while for what I'm speaking out to actually get into my heart, you mm-hmm. know, and for me to actually then change. Like, butterflies, they go into a cocoon, and caterpillars do, but it takes time for them to come out as a butterfly. They don't just immediately emerge, you know? So it right. takes time for you to get through to the other side of a lot of things. And it's a process, and it's, you know, you hear, I mean, even on the other side of that, it takes time. Like, I had a very successful website, but it took time to get there. It wasn't like, I'm going to start a sewing blog and suddenly I had all of these people. Like, mm-hmm. it took 5 or 6 years, and it took, you know, I was very blessed with Pinterest. That really helped me when that came around, you know? So it took time, and it took all of these little steps along the way to get to where I was, and then to get to where I had to go down low, and then it took time to come back up again, you know? So all of these things, they're little steps, and all you have to do sometimes is just take your step that day. This yeah. is the step I'm taking today.
And I'm sure it took you some time to get out of it once you figured out that you were done. You know, once you became uncomfortable enough and you accepted the plan that God had for you to get out, I'm sure it's not like you could just drop everything that day and be finished. You had to take the time to get out of those things. I'm sure that you had contracts and responsibilities with all these people that you were working with. And then that's a whole nother set of emotions that it takes, because now you're not letting people down, but, you know, you're stepping out of their lives in that way. And so you have to deal with those kind of emotions.
Absolutely. You're right, because you had to let the contracts, some of them I just had to wait for the term to be over, you know, I mean, and some of them were really hard because hard conversations had to be had. You're right. That alone was a process, because I had to, in some instances, wait for contracts, the terms to be over. And then I had to have tough conversations with companies that I'd worked with for years, and to try to say, you know, it's not you, it's me.
Everybody loves that line.
Yeah. You know, I mean, so, you know, in some contracts I had to close the door on and say, you know, as nicely as possible, never again, you know? So
yeah,
it was hard, but yeah, that was definitely a process. And it was a process that I had to continuously go to my husband and actually ask for help on a couple of times, because I wanted to send off emotionally led emails, and I had to wait for time to pass so I could revisit that email before I hit send. And then I'd even ask for, like, you know, when I say ask my husband, I'd have him look at it, and he would even then still take out more words and say, let's get to the point a little bit faster. It doesn't need to still be this emotional. So, wow. You know, it was all of those things, because so much of my life had been put into it, that you really are, just like anybody with any new business, it's your baby. And mm-hmm. it's what you've worked so hard for so long. And like I said, my identity was so wrapped up in it that it was giving something away. Yeah. It was giving a piece of me away, at least at that time. That's what it felt like.
Yeah, that's a hard thing. And so mm-hmm. after that, you took this year break basically mm-hmm. to get your mind right, to feel around with what God is calling you towards next. And mm-hmm. so now tell us, you took a year to kind of feel around with what God was calling you towards next. And I remember mm-hmm. us having a conversation at your house, and I asked you, you know, what's next for you? And you really didn't have any ideas at the time. And so yeah. give us a little bit about how Truthfully Christian came about, and mm-hmm. then go ahead and jump into telling us what it is and what it's what you're trying to accomplish with it.
Absolutely. Well, actually, just because we spoke about things taking time, so I took 1 year. It actually took me 2 years of time off before I started Truthfully Christian, because I took 1 year where I was delving into my identity, and then actually took a whole nother year of time off where I just felt God was telling me, like, not yet. You know, you do be a stay-at-home mom, be the best stay-at-home mom you can be, like, you know, really do this well. And he actually called me to serve for a year. So I really delved into, I jumped full feet into serving, to the point where by about the summer of that second year, I was like, God, I cannot serve in any other capacity. I'm over it. Like, not over helping people, but I was just so at my limit of what I could physically do.
Yeah, you can
do.
Only take so much.
Right. You know, but it took me 2 years, and it was at the end of the second year. This was back in probably more like September. So close, you know, third quarter of the year, where I was sitting one morning and I said, you know what? Every morning I get up and I read and I pray first. It's the first thing we do. My husband and I wake up very, very early to do it before the kids are up, so that we can, serenity now, you know, we need that moment together. But I was in the middle of that morning prayer session, and I just was talking to God, and I said, God, you know, I really think I'm ready for work again, but I don't know what. Like, I know you've given me all of these gifts. I know I'm creative. I know I have the ability to do so much thanks to my previous work life, even before the blog. Like, I've done so much. I know I have the ability and the know-how and the knowledge and the capability, but I don't know what to do. I want to work again. I feel like it's time, but what do I do? And after that, I just kind of, you know, went on my morning run that I do also, and didn't think about it again, you know. I just laid it out there, and I said, all right, now it's in your timing. And so about a week later, I was out on my run, and suddenly these ideas started coming to me. And I was thinking, well, that's weird. And I was kind of, you know, thinking of Humans of New York. I don't know if you're familiar with Honi. And, you know, it's this incredible website that just features everyday people, everyday New Yorkers. And you hear these hilarious stories or heartwarming stories, but all these stories of these people that this journalist, a photographer and journalist bumps into on his walks around New York. So I started to think of it, and I just started to think, wouldn't this be great? A great way to showcase Christian lives, you know?
Neat.
And so I started coming up with these ideas, and I was like, oh, we could do Truthfully Christian. And, you know, as somebody who has shopped multiple website domain names over the years, I knew that the second I have been taught that the second you start looking up website names, you're going to have to go through iteration after iteration before you find one that's actually available.
Yes.
So I go home and I said, I'll just check it out. And I check on, you know, our website domain service, our hosting service. And sure enough, the names I was thinking of, they were all available at the cheapest price, which has never happened to me before.
That's amazing.
So I started buying all three website names that I had in my head. I bought every single one of them for the incredible price of
$12.99. Wow.
So I bought them all. And then I just kind of sat on it a bit. And I said, all right, like, the website, that was easy. That was like a total green light, you know. And then after that, I just started praying about it, and God just started bringing things in, people in that spoke prophetic words over me about this. And everything was just confirmed in my spirit of, yes, this is what you're meant to do. So after that, I kind of started reaching out to some friends, and I would ask them, would you mind sitting with me and having an interview? And at this time, because it was all still so brand new, I was really kind of finding my feet in it and trying to figure it out. And I'm so thankful that I have friends that will sit with me and let me use them as guinea pigs in a way.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you think about it, there's so much truth in that where and I will tell you what I just have seen from the outside looking in. You are so good at sewing. I mean, just girls, amazing stuff that this chick comes up with. Just crazy. And I'm always like, did you make that? Did you make that? Are you wearing something that you made? Did you make that? Because she just makes the stuff you would think it came off of the rack at the store. And mm-hmm. when you, you know, put your sewing needles away and started into something else, you know, that is a whole new, like, can of worms that you're opening. You know, you're mm-hmm. comfortable in the sewing. You know how to do it. You can easily answer any question that anyone has. But this is a whole different type of thing. So now you're going out and you're asking people, and some of them you know and some of them you don't. And that's uncomfortable in many ways. It's uncomfortable for people you do know and uncomfortable for people that you don't know, I'm sure, because, you know, you're going and talking to these, be like, hey, do you want to tell me like the most horrible thing that's happened to you and how great, you know, it is now because of God? Like, that is has got to be like a tough kind of thing to ask. And
it is.
And you're amazing at it.
I don't do that. I don't ask people for their horrible stories.
Oh no, of course not. I was just exaggerating.
But that being said, like, it is a growth. It is a growth process for me, because while I have learned photography through the blogging world, it is using skills that I had that I already knew in my hand. Like, I can write a decent story. I can take a great photo, but it's growing me in the sense of sitting down and talking to someone is actually extremely difficult for me. I'm an introvert by nature. So to go up to somebody and say, hey, would you mind sitting down and talking with me, is very hard for me. It's a stretch. And so I have found this growth of what's happening and how God is just bringing these people, and I get the honor of hearing their story. And while most of the time I have no idea what I'm going to sit down and talk to this person about, but you just watch, it's just a normal conversation, and watching where it leads, it's incredible, you know? So, and even since then, since I've started this, I guess 4 or 5 months ago now, maybe 4 months ago, I have found that now people are coming up to me, and with very little prompting, they're just naturally starting to tell me their story. And it's kind of bizarre, to tell you the truth, but it's really incredible, because it's a skill and it's a gift that's being honed. And honestly, I'm hoping it'll make just me as a better person, just a better listener, a better conversationalist, a better friend, you know, all of these things, these growth areas that I needed growth in.
Yeah. And I will say, you know, you and I both kind of have like the entrepreneurial background together. It's something that we have in common. And I feel sometimes that people, now I know right now that truthfully, Christian, you know, you're not monetizing it anyway. This is a service. It has nothing to do whatsoever with money. But I feel that sometimes people don't think about the person like on our side of the story. It's all about like, oh, well, they're just trying to get something from me, or, you know, they're just trying to make a buck or whatever. Like, they don't think about how much we actually care to do the stuff that we're doing, to sit behind this desk and produce this podcast. It takes a lot of time. There's a lot of stuff that I have to do, research and organization and then recording and editing and all of the things. And I know it's the same for you on that backside. So mm-hmm. this is an absolute labor of love. It's something that we have to grow ourselves into becoming, like having the confidence to get this stuff out to the world. So I completely applaud you for everything that you're doing. And it's amazing to me how God is just bringing people to you now. You know, you just said that people are just coming up to you and talking to you like no problem whatsoever. It's just he's putting these people in your path. And I think it's such a great thing that you're doing. And I love to see all of your stories. I know you have an Instagram page. Is it at Truthfully Christian?
It is. It is Truthfully Christian. And then the website is truthfullychristian.com. And if you want to get straight to the testimonies, you can just write /testimonies and it'll bring you straight to all the stories. And you can just kind of scroll through and, you know, it's just an incredibly diverse group of people. And I've just, and everybody's story is different. I mean, and that's so amazing. You look at people and you think, oh, they've got their life together and you have no idea. And then you read a little bit of their story and some of them are funny and some of them are just uplifting. And some of them, people have gone through some tough stuff and you'd be surprised. And it's so amazing because we live in a world that wants to judge people based on the 1 second Instagram photo that they see. But what you don't see is some of the things that they've been through to get there or some of the things that maybe they were going through just that morning. And you get to see a little bit of these people's stories and their lives. And it's just so touching and incredible.
Well, I think it's super great, and I love your whole new project, and your website is beautiful, your Instagram is beautiful. Of course, all of these people that you're interviewing, they're all beautiful. They have great, wonderful stories, and I just think this is such an amazing service, and it is a service. It's a labor of love that you have produced for God and for Christians and for people who aren't Christians that might be curious. And I'm very excited for you. I love this project.
Well, thank you.
Very good. Okay, girls, we are at the end of our episode this week. If you want to find any information on Truthfully Christian, it will be in the show notes. But the Instagram, again, is at Truthfully Christian. And the website is truthfullychristian.com. And you can go and find all of your information there about the testimonials and Jess if you are curious. All right, girls, before we go, this is going to be a little bit different this time. Our crown and our flop, I usually surprise our guests with, but my friend Jess actually listens to my podcast, so she knows all about them. So we can't really surprise her, but we can still get her info. So Jess, you know how the crowns and flops work. Tell us what your flop moment of the week was first.
Okay. And I have to tell you, I knew this was coming and I was like, I don't know what I'm going to say. So I really thought about this one. But my flop had to be the other night we were at church and my son got his finger stuck in a door.
Oh,
now,
no.
I know. And I had no idea. And this other gentleman, a father, found him because he was in the boys' bathroom. How am I going to know, right? And found him and had to free him. Like, I guess his finger was really stuck.
Aww.
So he was crying. There was nothing I could do. But that's not the flop, sadly enough. The flop is that I let my husband take care of the finger. And the next morning, he said, oh, I took care of it. The next morning, I get a call from the school nurse because he had to go to the nurse to change his Band-Aid. And she's like, have you seen your son's finger? Apparently, he needed, like, stitches. That's how bad it was. But the nurse was able to take care of it for me. I felt like the worst mom in the world. It was just one of those moments where you're like, mom, fail. Like, I should have known better. And it wasn't even just my husband. There was another dad there helping, too. So it was two men.
Two dads.
Trying to screw in a light bulb and just not getting it to work.
This is awesome because we, of course, all as moms, we know how to fix this stuff. And all the dads, it's like we think that it would come naturally to them to like do things like this, but they're like, rub some dirt on it. It'll be fine.
I'm building up his immunity. Like,
that is awesome.
Oh, but I was just so thankful for the nurse who really did take care of it.
No, so. Good, good. That is so funny and so sad.
It's so sad. I actually wrote the nurse a thank you note the next day. I've never done that before, but I was just, thank you so much for taking care of my son. I swear I'm not the worst mom in the world. Like,
oh, at least it's funny. At least you can laugh about it now.
Yes, yes. Enough times has his finger looks much better now. So,
right. One time Riley got her finger stuck in the elevator we were in. Now, I mean, I was with her, you know, dad was at work, whatever. But Riley got her finger stuck in the elevator. It was like one of those, you know, like accordion type doors. And when it opened, its second part it like smashed her finger like in between the door, and she's standing there like screaming, and I didn't know what to do, and I was just like, it was like, you know, you just panic like in that 1.2 seconds. So I literally like karate chopped her arm out of the, I was like, hi-ya! It pulled her finger out. Thank goodness it was fine. But it was like you just panic in the moment. Like, what do you do? And I was like, hi-ya! I chopped it out of the elevator.
Mom power!
Oh, my gosh. It was so funny. She's like, Mom, remember that time? I'm like, yes, yes, I remember.
Yes, yes. You teach her well.
Very good. Okay, sister, I won't keep you. What is your crowning moment of the week?
My crowning moment actually has to do with the same child. So I got a text text, you know, those group texts that you get from the teachers that the whole classroom gets, you know?
Yes.
And she said she needed help with the classroom door. And I was so busy, but you know what? I said, I would have fun doing this. So I took the time out of my schedule, and I literally took an entire day to make a door for my kids' classroom.
Aww.
And it was just so much fun. Like, I know I had other things that were burning on the hopper, but to just take the time and make it a priority to make my son's classroom door special, it was really just one of those things. I was happy I did it, and I, you know, just, it was just fun. So that to me was my crowning moment, to be able to bring it in and put it on his door and say, for the month of February, you know, we actually did a Ruby Bridges door. So I sell, you know, I drew Ruby Bridges and all that stuff. It was just a lot of fun. And I was just happy that I made that choice.
That's awesome. Yeah. And you are so creative. So I'm sure that it's like beautiful.
Well, I felt like Supermom, a little bit like Supermom, you know?
You know, I really think that that is so great. You know, we don't usually talk a whole lot about mom stuff on this podcast because I feel like that there are so many places out there that we as moms can go. You know, it's not a thing anymore where we're needing outside help. You can go anywhere to get outside help as a mom in this, you know, day and age. And so I feel like here we focus a lot more on who we are outside of being a mom, but that's still just a portion of our identity. Like, the majority of our identity is being a mom, and we have to take care of our littles. And I think that that's so sweet that you were so busy, but you still took the time out of your day to go and do something for your little one. It was so nice.
Yeah, it made me feel good to bless him. And you know what? And I know that his classroom liked it. So it was just one of those things that, you know, I was glad I did.
Yes. All right, girls. Well, that is it for this week's episode. I'm so excited that Jess was here with us. And if you are interested in going to check out everything that she has been doing with Truthfully Christian, you can go to the website, which is www.truthfullychristian.com. And of course, I will put the link in the show notes. And until next week, girls, adventure on.
Bye.